Unit 9, Track 26. Considerate Car Thief.
Joe Davis of Miami is still furious. Even though the thief that rifled through his car and took his CDs, cash, driver's license, and credit cards left a nice note behind. The note read, "You have amazing taste in music. Don't worry about your credit cards and driver's license. I know I can't use them, after tonight at least. Seriously though, lock your car in the future." The note was handwritten and signed P. But despite the thief's audacity, his or her identity remains unknown. Police say that a thief leaving a note is rare, but that car burglaries are not.
Fake phone felons.
Employees at a cell phone store arrived at work on Tuesday morning to find that the store had been broken into. However, the only items missing were hollow replica display phones. Even though they look real, they are completely worthless, said store manager Eva Martinez. "We've got hundreds of real phones on the premises, yet the thieves just walked right past them. It's a mystery." Despite the minimal loss, the store owners nevertheless reported the theft to local police, who are investigating.
The crate escape.
John Franklin, a cleaner from Illinois, decided last month to mail himself to his best friend as a birthday surprise. He climbed into a large crate and got his wife to mail him to his friend's house 30 miles away. However, the crate got lost, and despite Mr. Franklin's shouts and frantic banging, his plight was not discovered for 6 days. "Try as I might, I just couldn't get anyone's attention," said Franklin. Postal workers recalled hearing faint banging noises, but assumed it was the depot's heating system. Franklin's wife described her husband as a raving lunatic, saying that, "I did get a 6-day break from his incessant pranks," she added.